Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie.
Hi, Rashida. Happy September.
Happy September. It's getting close. It's getting very close. Gemma's excited. Yeah, fall is my favorite season, and we're getting so close.
I know. I'm ordering my pumpkin spice lattes and wearing Uggs and flannel. I'm just kidding.
Hey, why are you calling me out, Lauren? Like, come on.
No. I mean, occasional pumpkin spice is pretty good. No, I'm excited to go apple picking. I'm excited to see the leaves change in a while. I'm still kind of in summer right now for me, summer mode. For those listening,
you're still summer mode.
In Italy right now. Enjoying summer. And yeah, I'm spending the end of the month in Vermont. So that's when I think things are going to feel a little bit more
It'll
like
click.
Crisp.
It'll switch over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be beautiful. I'm sure Vermont is going to be lovely. Yes, I don't know. It's something that's really grounding about fall for me. It's just, we have the autumn equinox and we have Samhain and we have all the things coming up. And I just, I'm looking forward to all the things. And you said apple picking. That's the one tradition that Daniel and I are like, we are totally doing this every single year. We invested in a an apple peeler thing.
Oh, like those spirally ones that you like turn the apple around and it peels the whole thing. That's
yeah, because awesome. Doing it by hand was no joke.
So I want to add something because you were talking about how fall is really grounding for you or autumn is really grounding. It's kind of interesting. In Ayurveda, the autumn is Vata season and also not just autumn, but like changes of season. So that's what we're kind of getting ready for is this like transitional change. So that's Vata or air. And then autumn is an air season. So we like naturally do Ayurvedic practices to get grounded. So I made a joke about pumpkin spice latte, but truly like all of those spices in that latte are warming and they're grounding. And like wearing the warm clothes and like doing active things outside to get our bodies moving. Those are all like natural things to feel grounded. Because if we don't do them, we can actually feel like a lot of anxiety and confusion, like extra air. So anyway,
that makes a lot of sense, Lauren. Yeah. Okay. And maybe it's because of all the grounding practices that are being done just because it's fall is why it feels like that. That's so cool. I never thought of it that way. there is this like just feeling about it for me. So thank you for sharing that. And, you know, also speaking to why I love pumpkin spice latte. So
yeah, and like spiced apple cider and I like making like a vegan pumpkin chili. That's one of my faves. I like cooking, like I do a lot of slow cookers starting in the fall too.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's like they're all like grounding, yummy, spicy recipes. So yeah. Okay, now I'm getting excited.
That pumpkin that pumpkin spicy chili recipe from you.
Yeah, I will. It's really, really good. So it's Oracle time, September Oracle time, and we're going to do things a little bit different today in that we're just going to pick one card,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
So Rashida's like, go pick a deck. And I picked a tarot deck that I honestly haven't used in a really long time. It's very beautiful. It's called the Star Child Tarot. So it's a little different than a traditional tarot. And I'll say like neither of us are really like tarot experts. Like I've definitely played with them for fun for many years, but it's definitely like I don't know the psychological like ins and outs of each card. So truly we'll choose a card. I'll share the reading from its booklet and then we're going to go based off intuition more so than like this deep tarot knowledge, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So So I think also, like, if you're working with your own deck for a long time, you start to derive some of your own meanings and symbols of the card. Like, it is communicating to you what you need to know, and you kind of develop your own language with your decks. So it's good to not, like, only look things up in books and expect to get the full picture. So go ahead, listeners, besties, and you might just open yourself up to receive whatever you're meant to receive, or maybe you are thinking about a question that you have about your life or a situation where you're seeking clarity. And I'm shuffling my cards. Sorry, while Gemma yells about Minnie Mouse. This is how sacred my practices are these days. There's usually some sort of party going on in the background. Okay. 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 Here it is. Okay. Ooh, the Chariot. The Chariot, and it is a beautiful white unicorn with a full moon in the sky. And I'm going to go ahead and find the reading. Gemma goes, ooh, that's very beautiful.
Oh, I heard that.
All right, the Chariot. This is the message. The Chariot represents your inner strength, confidence, and self-determination. The appearance of this card may also signify a transition into a new phase of life with bright and hopeful opportunities ahead. If you feel as though self-doubt may have a tendency to sneak up on you, know that you have the absolute power to overcome any challenges along the way. It is important to stay grounded and remain focused on your goals, but to also acknowledge your accomplishments and personal victories, past, present, and future. Considering all sides gives you the strength to make positive decisions and to set your intentions clearly. Remember to weigh the pros and cons as you journey forward and let your heart guide you with any big decisions you may need to make. Considering all sides gives you the strength to make positive decisions and set your intentions clearly. Remember to weigh the pros and cons as you journey forward and let your heart guide you with any big decisions you may need to make. It will always tell you the truth. And it has a few like reflection questions with it, which is, what am I working towards? Am I ready to move ahead in mind, body, and spirit? What am I grateful for in life? And the additional meanings are willpower, victory, movement, determination, confidence, and kindness. So when I've pulled the Chariot before, it's always about, yeah, that, like, moving forward with will and determination. So for me, what this is bringing up right now is it's a good time to come back to your goals, make sure they're aligned, and then to really take action. So this isn't like the dreaming and scheming phase of things. It's like, okay, we're going to check back in and we're going to make sure that we're doing what we need to do right now to accomplish what we want to accomplish, to feel proud of ourselves, and to, like, drive our mission forward. Okay. What does that bring up for you?
Yeah, sometimes I think when I see this card, you know, it's really about, like, the determination and the pushing and the perseverance. But for me, it's coming from a space of, yes, like, almost like looking at how far we've come so far, like, in this journey, this year. And in a way, like, you know how sometimes when, well, we don't ride chariots, right? But you've seen them on TV and stuff. And, you know, sometimes you can have, like, this really hard grip and you're supposed to, but sometimes you do need to adjust to, like, get a better stance to move forward and just be more steady. So I think it's also, like, playing into what you were saying as well, Lauren. Yeah, I'm not getting too much else from this, but it's just a way, like, you know, look at where we've been, you know, see where we're going and just make some adjustments as needed.
Yeah, I think that to me, that's like, okay, you have to have this focus in a race, right? Which is like the chariot represents almost a race. You have to have the focus, but you can't be so myopic in your focus that you're not able to like be present to your surroundings and shift and change as needed. So yeah, kind of like I was saying, maybe this is a good time to reevaluate your goals. Sometimes old goals might not feel aligned anymore. Like what truly feels aligned with your soul? And I would come up with like just a few action steps to carry through with these like realigned goals. And the goals might be really specific, like maybe they're work related, like this is how much money I'm going to make this year, or this is how many new clients I want to acquire, or something like that. Or maybe the goals are more, how do I want to feel? And then evaluating, like, are these different habits and behaviors in my life lending themselves to that? Or do I need to make some adjustments? And one last thing that comes up for me is this journey never ends. There, unlike a chariot race, there isn't this finish line, except for maybe dying.
You're like, actually.
in this lifetime, right?
Right.
So it's important, like, as we're moving forward, to be present to all the gifts along the way. So this is harvest time, right? We're in like almost to fall. We're in summer, late summer, almost to fall harvest. Like, what are you harvesting in your life? Where's the juice? And how do you pick and peel those apples and juice them?
I love that so much. Yeah. I really feel like this is a straightforward card. And like reevaluation, like that's just the word that just keeps coming to mind for me.
Yeah. I also see it as like victory. Like we're driving forward to victory. So what is victory to you? What does a successful life look like? And what does it really look like? What does it look like to your soul? Rather than outward appearances. So let's get personal for you. What's like a goal that you have in September?
Oh, okay. You really put me on the spot here. Let me see. A goal that I have for September. Something really simple. And it's nothing like grand or anything like that, but I would really just like, and I know this might sound weird, but I would really just like have the bones of a plan for the rest of my year for me and my family. I feel like especially coming out of the summer, I've been so vata. So all over the place, everything has been traveling and this and that. I really would just like to see and have something to look forward to around what I'm doing, like me personally and with my family. I think that would be a really great goal to have, putting everything on the calendar and mapping everything out. And it's so crazy that that's a goal for me because I used to be so against planning like my life like that. But now having like so many things going on, I just feel this like deep call and this deep need to like know and then have the flexibility to move around within that. But yeah, that would be a sitting down, getting our calendars together, putting everything out there, getting with my mom, like doing all the things. That would be an amazing goal for September.
Yeah. You know, I'll share this really vaguely before I get into some of my goals. But when you're talking about reevaluation, it made me think of something you just shared with me where you had like kind of a new career opportunity come up that you ended up saying no to. And maybe a year ago you would have said yes to, right? Mm-hmm. And it's because your knowledge has changed, your value, like you're very familiar with what your values are and what you, how you want to feel moving forward. And I think that's a really good example of this card. So it doesn't always mean like attaining. It means like knowing who you are and then making choices that align with like what you really, really want in life. So I definitely like commend you for knowing yourself in that way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I think, yeah, putting the structure to the rest of the year and like knowing what you've got planned and prioritizing your family, like that is such a beautiful way to end the year. And just as worthy of these like of these goals as probably more so than career or personal or, you know, anything.
Yeah. And you know, like in that, I feel like I will be figuring out, like, cause I know when we like did our check-in, I kind of had career as like on standby, you know, and I said fall was going to be like when I really started evaluating. So I don't even know what that looks like yet, but I feel like in doing this major goal around the rest of the year and everything like that, it'll create the space for me to have more focus on my career and,
yeah,
you know, everything else.
You know, it's kind of crazy. How about you, Lauren? Like, September, oh. It's like, okay, it's time to start planning 2024. So for me, I have a really full September. There's this Italy trip that I want to feel just immersed and abundant and fun in. So that's a big goal is to just enjoy. And my yoga teacher trainees are graduating this month too. So to like really celebrate and enjoy the rest of my time with them and to celebrate their accomplishments. And their like victory and getting their certificate and finishing this really hard program. And then we celebrate with a family wedding at the end of the month in Vermont. So I really think my goal for September is really celebration. It's like, it's the harvest, you know, it's the celebration and the harvest. And then I think the end of September, it is same as you, like looking at the end of the year, like, okay, now what are the most important things? So for me, that's really shifting gears into like book mode for the end of 2023. So
which is so exciting. I cannot believe we're here already.
I know.
For that.
For sure. The word harvest just keeps coming to mind. I get to like finally share this with the world, and I'm planning for December like a really cool launch party with a local museum, and there's just like, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff to look forward to. So I want to not look too far forward, but like really enjoy the month and stay focused on what is in front of me in the present so that I can really be in the mode of like celebration and appreciation.
Yeah, I love that so much. I think it's a great goal to have, honestly. And it's like one of those feel good goals, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it comes with the hard stuff too. Like to get to Italy, full disclosure, I said I'm in Italy right now, but like that's just when you're listening to this. Right now I'm at home getting ready for this trip. But there's like this travel to get there, right? And I'm traveling with my mom and my 2-year-old. And that's a lot. And then there's like the time of being there and enjoying it. And then like with the teacher trainees, like, yes, we have our graduation and our celebration, but also they're doing some really hard work to turn in their final classes. And I'm doing some really hard work to watch all of them and send them like thoughtful evaluations. So I think like focusing on the tasks at hand and the celebration is fuel for the moments that take a lot of determination and focus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's how it is for me. Did you want to pick an affirmation before we wrap up today?
Yeah, let's do that. I did bring my affirmation deck over here, and you see Macy's here. So, Macy, would you like to pull a card for our besties? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have to tell Mama. One, two, or three? Three? Okay, go ahead. Pick it. What do you see on that card, Macy? Sparkles and some names, some words. So the card that came through from Macy is endings can make room for what I want to call into my life. Very nice. I think this is a wonderful affirmation. So endings can make room for what I want to call into my life. As we're coming into fall, and we're coming into the end of the year, I think it's a good opportunity to like have that in the back of our mind, almost like, you know, we're, for us that have January as the first of our year, you know, we are starting to come to that closure phase of the year. And, you know, depending on what we're doing going forward, you know, after this harvest time, really being mindful about what we want to let go and close, so that when we come into our January, come into our beginning, we have that room for that. So I love that this card came, this affirmation card came at this time. Because I think sometimes we get to the end of the year and we're like, okay, what are we doing? And then we get to the beginning of the year and it's like, oh, what are our intentions? But what I've been learning the older I get, and just even just being more intentional about my life, is sometimes it's okay to like have some time. Don't let things like creep up on us, and just be intentional about what we're doing up into a point, up into a turning of the wheel, you know. It just creates some more like, I don't know why the word reverence is coming to mind, but in a way it just creates some more reverence around life, and, you know, really being the main character and not just a participant in our own lives. How about you, Lauren?
We've got Daddy Shark going on in the background. Yeah, for me, I had this visual of the chariot and kind of letting go of any weight that isn't serving, right? So like the lighter the chariot, the faster it will go. Not that we're trying to rush through life, but like just going back to that card, like as we're evaluating and maybe changing strategies a little bit if we need to, and aligning with our goals, like what can you let go of? So a good time to release. And remember too, the harvest is letting go. Like my tomato plants are full right now, and I'm taking the tomatoes off, right, to be eaten. And soon the plants are going to die. Like that's part of the cycle of harvest. So we can think of like, what are we letting go of? And like, what are we celebrating? And then when we celebrate that, that's an act of letting it go as well. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to celebrate my trainees getting their certification, and then they'll have their certification and the class is over.
And that's being released. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it for me.
I love this oracle reading. It's been very lively.
It's been a little chaotic, but hey, why not? That's right.
I think it's the energies of what's coming up, because both mine and yours are, you know, they're in it. Yeah. In it to win it.
All right, love.
Well, I love this. I appreciate this. And Lauren, thank you so much, as always, for your wisdom. And besties, thank you for listening. I hope that the card that was pulled today landed, and the affirmation is something that you can carry with you. And let us know what you thought of this reading and this style. And, you know, honestly, let us know. Like, we enjoy, like, switching it up and changing it up. If you let us know, like, what you like the most, we can, you know, do that a little bit more. But I mean, we like to not be stagnant. We like to change it up a bit, but if y'all are loving something more than others, we would be happy to hear from you. So, all right, Lauren, love you much.
Love you. Happy September. Chat soon, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.